Blog Talk Radio.
Radio talk show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. Very, very cool. It's going to be, it's cool. The holiday is throwing me off this week for some reason, even though we did a show yesterday. So I don't know what that's about. But all day today, I have just been, just off. I don't know what it is as far as time goes and whatnot. There we go. And, but I'm very excited for tonight's show, though. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter on, going to be coming on here in just a second. And I am just really, really, she's a young lady from New York City, and I'm blown away by her. She's just talent turned up to 10. She's really, really good, folks, really good. And, let's talk to her. Her name, of course, is Miss Jane Honor. Jane, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Now, you're from New York City, I said, but then I forgot, you moved out west. You're in L.A. now, right?
Yeah, I've been in L.A. for about 2 years.
Wow, that's a big move. That's a big move.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I went to college in Boston a million years ago, before you were even born, I'm sure. And after I graduated, I said, I need the exact opposite of Boston. I am tired of snow. I'm tired of ice and just sick of it all. And I moved to Southern California, San Diego, which I don't know if you've ever been to San Diego. That means you're in L.A. every weekend. A little more happening in L.A., but it's nice, though. It's both cities are real nice. And, no sun out there, or no snow out there, I mean. Lots of sun, no snow.
Definitely not.
Very.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's weird. I tell you what, when you first move out there, I'm sure you will agree, Christmas time is just weird. Seeing people putting up Christmas lights and flip-flops and stuff, you're like, what is this? but it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. So you've been...
Yeah.
Singing and writing music, it says in my notes here, since you were just a little girl, 8 years old. Wow.
Yeah. I started by taking voice lessons very, very young, wanting to do a lot of, Broadway theater stuff. And it wasn't really for me after years of, auditioning and going through that whole process, and I really just love pop music, so I just was very drawn to writing and singing my own material.
I gotcha. Well, you have to find your way, you got to find your voice. What they used to say when I was in art school, you've got to paint with your own brush, and sometimes that, takes a minute, but it's... I got to tell you, Jane, I know people 60 years old that haven't figured that out yet, so I'm glad you did. That's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. Well, very, very cool. Now, I've seen some of your YouTube videos and whatnot. You're usually sitting at a piano. And when I heard the single, the new single that we're going to play tonight, Sunset to London, a lot of guitar in there, a lot of acoustic guitar, it sounds like, and really well done. So it kind of surprised me. I was like, so when you write a song usually, I assume you write with at piano and then change it up afterwards?
I do. Yeah, I do everything at the piano. I don't really play guitar, and so I'm very comfortable on the piano and writing on the piano. But I love, guitar music and songs, so I just try to work with people who can play guitar, because it's very helpful.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And it's a little easier than lugging a piano around everywhere. No, I'm kidding. You know, when I lived in San Diego, there's a beach down there called Ocean Beach, and Friday night it just goes crazy. Well, it used to. I don't know if it still does. This was 20 years ago. But it did 20 years ago. It went off. And there was a cat, an old guy, who lugged a piano down there. You know, it rolled, and he rolled it down, I don't know from where. He had to come from a ways away, I imagine, because there's no houses near there. And he played the piano, you know, put a hat out, and he was like a street performer, but with a piano, like an upright. I'm like, man, you need to find a better way, dude. Get an accordion, man, anything. It's a lot of work. Too much work. I don't know. Maybe he's still there. Who knows? Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? Well, that's cool. That's cool, Jane. Let me ask you this. As you were 18, number one, your parents must have been freaking out, I would imagine. You know, mine would have been. Did you have a particular piano, your instrument that you took with you, or did you get a new one when you got to L.A.?
No, I have my favorite piano ever at home, but I just have, like, a cheap little Yamaha keyboard, like full-length keyboard that I carry around everywhere.
Nice.
I look ridiculous, but it's hysterical.
That's okay. Now, what about your folks? Were they concerned, or was it, I mean, that's 3,000 miles away, man. Was everything pretty cool?
Definitely concerned. It's a whole different way of living. Everything is so different, but I think they're very supportive of me trying to pursue this, which is, I feel like, is very rare with parents and maybe with my parents' generation a little bit. And so I'm really thankful for that.
Absolutely. Go out west there and you come home covered in tattoos, big sleeves on each arm. No, I'm teasing. There are a lot of gals with tattoos though in LA, I will just say, you know, it happens.
That is true.
It happens. Are you a tattoo girl or no?
I'm not a tattoo girl. I like it on other people, just not myself.
I'm the same way. It's funny too because people, you know, I went to art school and stuff, so everybody kind of was sitting there like, oh, well, this guy definitely. No, I've never had a goatee, and I don't have any tats. I don't like pain. I try to avoid pain. That's my, you know, it's one of my missions in life is to avoid as much pain as I possibly can. My wife, though, my wife loves them. She's, like, addicted to that stuff, you know. She's like, the other day she was talking, she's like, I got to get a new one. I got to get another. I'm like, where? You know? But, you know, it makes her happy, so I don't complain too much. And they look great on her, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't pay someone for that kind of thing. That's just me, though, you know. That's two things, I'm cheap and smart. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, people. Oh, I should have said that. I will definitely be getting, what do they call them, Jane? Not emails. I got yelled at the other day by my wife about DMs. That's what it is. They're going to slide into my DMs. Yeah, whatever that means. I'm an old man. I had to look up everything. I had to look up somebody had sent me something, and it was a bunch of, I can't remember what it was, but I had to Google search it, and it was in case you missed it, like just the letters. Had no idea. It took me 10 minutes to figure out that's what they were saying. What happens when you get old? What happens when you get old? So let me ask you this now. As a musician, and I'm not in the music business. I have never had that type of talent. I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people. That being said, I always hung out with musicians. They're a lot of fun. They know a lot of people, and, you know, they have the best parties. But I'm fascinated with them because – one of the things that I love about music and musicians is they're artists, definitely, and they can connect with their audience so directly. It's hard to do with painting.
Yeah.
Real hard to do with painting. And you know, people hear a song and they're like, oh, I they put themselves in it, you know? You could have broken up with some fella and they don't even realize that. They just think about the person they broke up with, you know? Which is cool. You know, that's great. I would love to be able to have that type of connection with the audience. In your process, when you're, because you write a lot of songs and good ones, do you, is there a particular way that seems, a pattern that seems to come up, like similar type things, or is it different for every song you write?
That's a great question. Always go in with the intention to make it different than anything I've ever written, or like this is going to be a different meaning, a different sound, and then it just ends up being what I'm feeling in the moment or what I'm feeling subconsciously, and the writing kind of helps me realize how I feel about things.
Fantastic. That's very cool. It's like I said, it's I'm very envious of musicians. And the other thing, especially good musicians like yourself, it looks, it, you make it look easy, and I know it's not. You know, I'm not trying to cheapen the experience at all. I know it's not, but you make it look, you know, you're, I've seen the videos, you're just, you know, and it's fantastic. You're like, wow. That's what they call talent, ladies and gentlemen. Did you miss the part where I said she started when she was 8? Which you got to do, right? Got to work.
That's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Now, are you still doing classes and whatnot out west there, or are you just full-time music business?
Yeah, I am still in school. I have a year left until I graduate. I'm very excited for that. But yeah, I'm out here. I'm doing classes. I have some shows coming up. Just a lot of things.
Nice. Well, it's crazy. You move out there and then, you know, the world stops. What's up with that? You know, was the lockdown good for, first of all, I hope all of your people, all of your tribes, okay. I hope everybody, no one got sick or worse or whatnot. As an artist, how did that affect you? I mean, did it affect your creativity at all, or did it give you more time to work and focus?
Yeah, so I think that it really kind of centered me back. I was thinking about a lot of different things right before the lockdown. I was kind of transitioning in from, like, writing in my bedroom to, like, recording and performing for the first time and taking a lot of those extra steps. And I think that the lockdown really had me center myself and hone into my craft a little bit more as a writer and really look at the habits that I do while writing and how to, you know, lean into the good ones and kind of stop the bad habits. And I think it was really good for my writing because I just had all this time to try things that I don't think I would have tried out otherwise.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. For me, kind of similar, you know, but the thing is, I work from home. My studio is in my house attached to my house. And so for me, everybody was asking me, they're like, oh, you know, it's going to be crazy. And I'm like, no, that's like a Tuesday. You know, it isn't. What was weird is my wife doesn't work from home. And suddenly she was home, you know, and on her days off, it affects me because I don't get a lot done because I'm doing stuff with her, you know. Oh, let's go here. Let's go to the grocery market, or let's just do this or that, or you know, she'll try to suck me into a movie or something. And you know, suddenly she was home all the time, and we had to, you know, kind of have a conversation about it. And okay, when the door's closed here, I'm working. You know, I gotta punch my clock. You know, and it worked out fine. But, you know, you adapt. That's what you got to do. Well, it's been crazy. And I know, you know, your folks probably too, because you were out there. You were on your own during this whole thing? And your folks were back east?
In March, I came back home because I was kind of scared. I stayed home. Yeah, I stayed home for a little bit. I came back here in December of 2020, so I think I was home. I was home for a good amount of time.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Gotcha. I think that's smart. I think that's smart. I was I'm an old man. I grew up in Detroit, you know, very little scares me, you know what I mean? And when they had, we lived here in South Florida, and when they, we had just gotten married. Me and my wife have been together forever, but we got married last year. We finally did the whole thing, you know, did the right thing. And one of those type of deals. And so we went up to, not really a honeymoon, but we went up to Disney World just to spend a couple days at a resort and kick back, you know. We were actually, I was kind of making fun of people a little bit at our wedding reception that were real worried about the whole thing. I wasn't worried at all. But we were at Disney, we were at dinner at this fancy restaurant, and everybody's phones started going off in the restaurant. I don't use a cell phone, not for any cool reason. I'm just cheap. My wife has one, so why do I need one, you know? And I have a phone at home, you know. I'm an old man. And I have a voicemail if somebody wants to leave me a message. Anyhow, so everybody's phone's going off. And so I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I said, Danny, what the hell's going on? She goes, they just announced they're closing Disney down. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, that's when I got nervous, you know, because I'm like, if Disney's walking away for money, it's got to be serious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't worried about the medical issue of it. I was worried about, you know, roving gangs of, you know, mutants coming to take all of our toilet paper or something. Snatch my dog. I didn't want that to happen.
Oh, wow, the toilet paper.
Yeah, remember that? People were, I know that was like several crises ago, but it was crazy. It was crazy. Well, I'm glad you went home. I'm glad you went home because you needed to, you know.
Yeah.
Probably for your folks' sake and yours, you know, just the mentalness of it.
Yeah.
Well, very, very cool. Well, I really dig this single of yours, Sunsets in London. It's a great track. You want to talk a little bit about it? Tell us a little bit about it before we play it?
Yeah, sure. So I was set up by a mutual friend to write with this guy named Maddie. And
mm-hmm.
It was one of like the best first sessions I've ever had. Like I collaborate a lot with people and a lot of the collaboration parts are for the intent to like pitch to other artists, not usually for myself. And so sometimes I'll walk in a room and they'll be like, okay, who are we pitching to? Who are we writing for? And this was just kind of like, he was like, what do you want to write? Whoa, this is a different energy. and I was like, what do I want to write? I don't know. so I basically was just like, what have I never written about before? And I had this really cool experience where after I graduated high school, I got to go to Europe and just to like a bunch of different cities and travel and explore and the cultures. And it was such an amazing experience that I wanted to write about it. And so we came up with this kind of like storyline based on my experience and kind of just like running away from everything and feeling very free in a different environment. And it was really cool to do.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
For
those who, I'm sure people listening, you know, everybody has their own journey, their own path they walk, but man, that's a common feeling. You know, if you're lucky enough to experience that, I'm telling you, Jane, I was in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be there a week, and on day 28, my father was calling me, going, "You got to go home. You can't just stay in Paris. What's wrong with you? You know,
you
got responsibility." I didn't want to come back. London's great though. I love London. Well, let's play the track. It is, this is such a good track. And here it is, folks. This is Sunset to London, Jane Onnit.
I know a place like home. They have rain clouds and royalty, utopian society. I know a place that's one ocean away from reality. LA was killing me. I gotta taste. dark clouds and cruelty drifting away from me. Place off the 101, room 26 at the Beverly, burned in my memory. I saw my fate in a lucid place. One way ticket on an eastbound plane. I'm afraid of what you'll say. I know a place, I know your face. As I write this song, I'll change your name. Sink into camp and I forget your face. Drifting in tandem, I'll walk away. Sunset to London, sunset to London.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sunset to London. Fantastic track, Jane. I love it. I like it a
lot.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you were talking about songwriting, you know, for other people and whatnot. I have a good friend of mine. She's in the country world, and that's what she does. That's what she does. Everybody thinks that in music that, they're, you know, everybody thinks, you know, oh, you're just, you know, you're a rock star, you're on stage, you're doing your thing, you perform, you know. That isn't, there's a lot of different venues in the music business, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, my friend, really good friend, and she has several very, very nice cars and a very nice swimming pool. And she writes hits for other people, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she does.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's a good venue to learn and make contacts and whatnot in. But so this one though, Sunset to London, this was a Jane Honor one. She was drawing her own experience there, writing it for herself. Interesting. Now, did you get a bite of that apple and think I want to do more of that, or do you think you'll be doing both in the future?
Of the co-writing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I write most of my songs. This is the only co-written song I've ever put out under my own name. So I usually write my own songs. I have an album coming, and the rest of the songs are all written just by me. And so I'm very picky when it comes to co-writes, but I really liked this one a lot.
Nice.
And
nice.
It's definitely something that I love doing.
Oh, very cool. Well, tell us about the album. Now, this is because that's different, because a lot of people just, you know, anymore just dropping singles. You know, it's a little, I think, more economic maybe. And then they'll put them together at the end of the year maybe and put out an EP or something. You're thinking an album, right?
Yes.
Wow. That's a big deal, folks. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Lot involved in that.
Man.
That's cool. I mean, from even just from a production standpoint, you know. Now, with that, I mean, I'm not trying to scare you off or anything, you know, from your plan and whatnot. I hope I'm not doing that. I think that's very exciting, man. That's very exciting. A whole album. Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you completed it, you said?
It's just about done, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's cool because I want to hear more singles and more of your music, you know. And we also want to have you back on the show again. Very cool. Now, are you, you know, you're... There's so much that's involved in that, from mastering and just the minutia of all the business stuff of it too. Is that difficult to deal with? Because you seem kind of artsy, you know? But some people are good at both.
It's really hard to deal with. Definitely not great at the business promotion side of everything, but I do write, produce, mix, and perform.
Wow.
And
that's
so
a lot.
I know how to do I know how to do a lot of things on the creative side.
That's cool, though. That's cool. It reminds me, many, many years ago, when I was growing up, I was in high school and stuff, my father, mechanical engineer, he was a car guy. He loved working on cars, one of his favorite things to do. And I was his only son. And he loved for me to work on cars with him. I hate working on cars. I still hate doing it. It is not fire. Stuff falling in your face, you're getting all dirty and usually hurting yourself. It's just not fun to me. It's not my thing. And I remember telling him, I'm like, Dad, come on, man. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be a famous artist. I'm going to pay people to do this. He goes, yeah, but if you don't know how to do it, they can rip you off. And he was so right. Not just with cars, but with business, you know, whatever your business is. So it's cool that you're watching this stuff, you know, and you're learning and you know, and I'm not trying to be condescending at all. I get you're young, you know, but you're real smart too. So I can tell because that's a smart move, you know, learning how to do all this stuff. You know, so that's awesome. That is awesome. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrate, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, let me ask you this. Here you are. You're a professional musician. Do you prefer studio work or being on stage performing, if you had to pick one?
I think studio work is where I'm more comfortable. And so I think I would say that right now. But I definitely, I need to get back in the swing of performing. I haven't performed in a year and a half. So,
right.
I'm kind of missing that right now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I have friends of mine that they never perform live. There's all studio stuff. I have some DJ friends of mine that have never played in a club. they just do.
Oh my God.
They release stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. They just do stuff in studios. There's three people I'm thinking of off the top of my head. But, some people work where they do, and people are going to do what they do. You bring up a good point, too. I mean, people haven't been to venues have been closed and whatnot. You had mentioned before when we first started talking that you got a couple gigs lined up. Anything that you can talk about now, or are we still crossing T's and dotting I's on those?
Definitely announce it Instagram soon.
Nice.
That's where it will be.
And so
we
should let everybody know, we do have direct links to, and it's very easy to get to Jane's Instagram, Jane, at Jane Honor. She's got a very cool Instagram page with all kinds of cool pics and whatnot on there. I'm looking at it right now. And,
I like your
press photos too on here, Jane. Those, when they sent over the press kit and whatnot, you have some really cool ones, that look like a fun shoot.
Thank you.
That kind of stuff, very, very cool. We also have links up to Jane's Facebook page and her YouTube direct page there. So I always tell people, if you dig an artist, anybody really, doesn't matter, it can be an indie film or an artist or whatever, like and share their social media pages. And I would add also, add them to your various playlists. Everybody has a Spotify account or Pandora or Amazon Music, whatever, or YouTube, even YouTube has one now. However you're streaming music, everybody knows how to make playlists because we all do it, but do that with the artists the music artists you like. It really helps with the algorithm. And that's a cool thing, man. That it helps. Very, very cool. Instagram is the one you're on the most? That's my wife's like that.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. She got sick of Facebook. She was just like, too many people complaining. Fighting on there. She goes, I like Instagram. Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
She is on TikTok constantly. I don't have TikTok.
My gosh.
Do you do TikTok? Are you a TikToker?
I hate making them. I love using it, though.
She will sit there for hours scrolling. I'm like, what are you doing? Watching TikTok videos.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to watch this movie together, dear. Well, I'm listening to it. Conversation happened last night. Very true.
Yeah.
That happens all the time in our house. Well, very cool. Now, we were talking before we came off mic, as they say in the business, and I saw this on your, and I'm going to put the link out direct right after. There's a new single that you dropped. Well, this was last month, I guess, right? The There Won't Be Any Music, and it's out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sunset to London's out as well, right?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. So you can do, you can listen to both of these. We don't have it, I don't have it here, folks, to queued up to play, but it is a fantastic track. I'm telling you, I'm going to be blasting it out on my social media afterwards. And there's a link tree with all the different streaming links where you can buy it or listen to it or whatnot. And it's cool. It's cool. There Won't Be Any Music. I like that track a lot too, Jane. Very, very awesome. So keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know? Seriously.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to stay right in touch with you. And I'm so glad you're working with fine folks over at Trend PR. They, like I told you, they're the best in the business, man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
And they're doing a bang-up job over there. They always do. They always do. And I've said this joke so many times in the show talking about them, but it's so true. They could teach, like, classes on how to do this because they have it down, man. It's very, very cool. If you're, I don't know what it takes to sign on with them if you're in a band or something like that, but you know, there we have a link to their website. I'm sure it involves writing a check, but they're great.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
If you're going to do that, write a check to the people, the best in the business. That's them.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, Taylor, we're going to get to, we're bound out of time. My thing's blinking. I kept you a lot longer than I said I would. We had a couple of little hiccups in the show there, but not a problem. We'll fix those all up pre-podcast and, you know, get it out and everything. I just called you Taylor, didn't I? I meant Jane. I'm so sorry. I was looking at the thing. For those who don't know, Taylor is the PR person who works with Jane. That's what I was looking at. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Nothing but professionalism here tonight, huh? Oh, boy. Anyhow. Jane, I can't wait to have you back on and hear more music, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. There's so much more coming, so I'm excited.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, there you go, folks. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast. We're going to be pushing it out on all the social media platforms, all the podcasting platforms, and you can listen to it, you know, wherever you listen or download podcasts at. We're on them all, from Spotify to TuneIn and iHeartRadio, all that kind of stuff, Pandora, all that stuff. And we appreciate everybody, you know, listening. I would like to say, because I got a couple emails the other day about this, I mentioned Germany still is, you know, as far as Europe goes, it's winning the listening and download battle of our podcast. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you, England, you know, you tell some friends about the show or something, get more people to listen, and you'll maybe be back in the lead. Here's hoping. Not really. Doesn't matter. But, hey, Germany, three cheers for you. Very, very cool. I don't know why that's happening, but, you know, I'm not complaining about it. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a really cool movie that came out. It's a I hate to say it, and I haven't said it in any of the promo. It is a GLBTQ+. Hopefully I didn't leave anybody out there who might be offended or anything. It is in that vein. It's a thriller. It's a killer movie. You know, it takes place in a drag bar, with drag queens and whatnot. It's directed by three guys, and we have all three directors on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that. But it's definitely, a cool killer comedy movie. I really dug this one. So tune in tomorrow. If that's your, you know, your cup of tea. And we'll be talking all about that. Very, very cool. We will see you then, everybody. Thanks for listening. And again, go check out Jane Honor's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube page. And Jane, thank you so much for being on the show. You're awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Folks, we'll see you next time.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.